Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, February the 7th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Chioniso Jani. Tonight we are looking at the opposition coalition efforts ahead of the 2018 general elections.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 and give us your contribution.
And of course, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as on voazimbabwe.com. Pressure is mounting on opposition political parties to form a coalition force that stands a better chance to dislodge President Robert Mugabe's long-ruling ZANU-PF from power in the 2018 polls. While many agree that reaching consensus on a single candidate will not be easy, they say the need for opposition forces to coalesce around a single candidate is a no-brainer.
So we want to hear what you young people think about this issue and also where you stand by giving us your contribution this evening.
Le tshona njani emakhaya ikudibana kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasa khulayo lamhlanje ngolwesibili mhlaka 7 ngonhlolanja lamhlanje udaba lusegudwini ludaba lwemizamo yokumanyanisa amabandla aphikisayo ngaphambilini kokhetho luka-2018 ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ukubana amabandla ukuze amabandla aphikisayo abe lethuba elithe xaxa lokususa ibandla le-ZANU-PF embusweni. Abaningi bathi kulesidingo sokubana amabandla la amanyane ngoba sesike sabona kunketo ezedlule amabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu ibandla le-MDCT linqotshwa kwezinye izigaba hatshi ngoba you know iZANU-PF ilosekelwa kakhulu kodwa ngesizathu sokuthi amabandla aphikisayo kabambananga kulamabandla aphikisayo amanengi. Bontanga uhlelo ngolwenu lilo ubona njani udaba lokuba namabandla aphikisayo la amanyane ngaphambilini kokhetho? Lani bantu abadala livunyelwe ukusithinta khona pasi khulumisaneni emoyeni sikhulume uhlelo ngolwenu lani ngoba ukhetho ngolomuntu wonke. Vatereri, chirongwande chenyu, kwakadi kudzimba uko kwamurambinda muri kutibata panapa pane penyuro yenyu nepenyuro yeruzhinji. Studio 7 chirongwa The Connection chirongwa chebe chidiki. Nasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yekuti pane nhaurwa yekuti vemabato anopikisa vange vachibatana pamberi pesarudzo dzegore rinouya, sarudzo dza2018. Muri kuzvionawo sei izvi? Saka tibatei pa WhatsApp kana paFacebook kana kuti mogona kutifonera panapa pachirongwa mutipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Nyaya ndedu tese, chirongwa ndechenyu. Ngati kurukurei muchirongwa The Connection che Studio 7.
Mm-hmm. As we are getting ready to speak to our guests, there has been a lot of questions. Kuti, say, where coalition wakununoka? Where is the delay? What is happening? So, tudakunzwa from the different guests that are going to be joining us tonight. We have Zenzo Nyoni, we have Bishop Gondo, we've got Love Mochiputa, and Selani Ngube. And they're going to be discussing with us tonight about what progress has been done for the young people, the youth, and how they are hoping to rally and impact the youth in this regard.
Guest number one, that's Zenzo Nyoni, director of the organization Education and Unemployed Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. His organization is currently mobilizing young people to register to vote. We have our second guest also on the line, that's Mishek Gondo, director of the organization National Association of Youth Organizations. Gentlemen, welcome to Studio 7, The Connection.
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Okay, we'll start off with you, Mr. Nyoni. What's your take on the coalition? Why is it important?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nkomo. We as an organization, as Education and Unemployed Youth Forum of Zimbabwe, we believe it's a good idea for the political parties to join together as a joint venture. Because why we are believing on that? The reason is that this government of Zimbabwe, at this current situation, if we let it go in 2018 without being a united force, I think we will not achieve any goal as Zimbabweans. The reason why I'm saying that is because that the ZANU-PF have already make its way to rig elections. Why I'm saying that is just because we have traveled much in Zimbabwe, around in Zimbabwe, especially in the resettlement areas, especially in the Matabeleland areas and also in Masvingo. What we have discovered is that most of the youth are not the holders of identity cards and birth certificate, especially in the Matabeleland region, like in Kai, Cholocho, Binga area. The reason being that ZANU-PF is trying to frustrate the system of young people to acquire those documents, knowing that very much well, if those people acquire those documents, when they go for elections next year, automatically and totally we believe that these young people will vote for any opposition party that opposes ZANU-PF. The reason why? Because they haven't seen those 2.2 million jobs. As a sector, as we speak like right now, as an education project from Zimbabwe, our research tells us clearly that there is no any youth that wants to partake in voting ZANU-PF, even those who are in the resettlement areas, whereby ZANU-PF is believing that those people are there for because they given them their land or anything. But to us, our research is clear that those are the people that are more frustrated than whoever, because they feel intimidated, they feel infringed their rights to vote or to participate freely in any national issues. So we believe it's right time for political parties to come together. And we are trying by all means to make sure that these political parties must put aside political differences, but they should concentrate on national issues and on what people of Zimbabwe want.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Nyoni. Please do stay on the line.
Hello, Mr. Gondo.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Tell us, why is there so much division in the coalition?
Thank you very much. Let me start by reiterating that from the organization that I come from, it's a national body which works with all political parties, the opposition and the ruling ZANU-PF. So I'll be giving a balanced analysis in terms of this issue. And also, it is important to take into account that it is a democratic right for political parties of any nature to coalesce, to participate in democratic system, and that includes the elections. In this case, the oppositions, they've got the democratic right to negotiate and participate as a coalition. What young people are looking in this issue, especially from a worried phenomenon, is young people are looking at a situation whereby there is a discourse or a political order that will bring jobs on their table. There is a discourse that will bring young people from the...
Hello, Mr. Unfortunately, we have lost Meshack Gondo there, but we will be trying to reconnect with him shortly. Mnumzana Nyono, sa connect ngweni?
Ngikhona Nkomo baba.
Akusitshele ngemizamo yenu eyokukhulumisana laba sakhulayo lapha libakhuthaza ukubana babhalise ukuvota lapho uhlelo soluvuliwe.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo. As I said it before that, as an organization, where I'm coming from as a director, with my research team, sisebenza nzima katalala. The reason being that we need to see the change in the country. Ngoba ontanga abaningi, Mr. Nkomo, sesibonile ukuhluleka kokuhlala kahle nokuphumelela ngesizathu sokuthi kabasebenzi. Like I said it before, that those 2.2 million jobs, azizange ziappear kuma-youth. We have seen ama-youth amaningi ephuma elizwe. As I speak about last month, ama-youth amaningi athathwa ngumfula uLimpopo eSouth Africa. Bakhalelwa ngubani, bazakhalwa kubani, izidumbu zakhona ziya kubani, ngoba laba bantwana sikhuluma abantwana abadliwe ezingweni. With that, I think it's our responsibility as young people and as an organization to make sure that we advocate for a special a project of, and program to make sure ukuthi ama-youth wonke ayarejista. Sesibhodile lapha nalapha ezigabeni ezijiyeneni. Uhlupho inimathebelele ndinkomo esilalo yikuthi iZANU-PF and its government, over here, the government, as you play my, is failing to appreciate what is here to legal. And it has to admit what is here to legal. Over our minds, ama youth on the Abani, as a Kangelis Quintin Zemate Belen, Abala Bazali, Apuchin and Abazan Escase Kukuraund, Abana Seven Uva, Abala Mat 30, 40 years, Abala Stu, Pagala Pet, Old Umbokon and Nasa Pupilis, Sefilis, and Nasa. Kumele kuzobe khonfenywa kusobhukuda awuhlala esigabeni ngoba kala death certificate yokuthi uzalahlwa njani. And that has caused a serious life problem emntwaneni omzeleyo ngoba la kala sithupha, kala birth. Uzathathwa njani ibirth umzali ube ngala birth. This issue came long back from Igugurawundi. Labana abazali abafayo abazange bebe nama-death certificate ukuthi abantwana abasebebazele bebathathe nama-birth. Which that is a serious problem for them to register as voters, because they don't have a particular as a birth certificate, they don't have a particular as an identity card, so of which how that person is going to register. With that, we as an organization, we believe that's where ZANU-PF is capitalizing, knowing very well what in a certain area kulabant abangaka and the government register and the government abala mapet abala stupa. It wenza a massive homo unutala abanabantu ama birth certificate. That's why we are saying as an organization, we are a non-political organization, but that advocates for equity. As we advocate for equity, we mean that we also need these young people, abangalama birth certificate, trying by all means, ukuthi betholelwe indlela zokuthi bethole ama birth certificate lezithupha ukuze baparticipate kuma national issues. Besides that, we believe their rights are infringed by its government, which that are not protected by the constitution of Zimbabwe.
So what is the opposition? What are the coalitions doing about it? How are they advocating? How are they hoping to get the young people to register?
Before you respond, Mr. Nyoni, just hold your horses. Let's take a listener briefly here. That's umnumzana uSibasa Chuma. Mchumeni kunjani baba?
Hawu sikhona lichona njani baba?
Hayi siyachona, sungenile kuhlelo uyayizwa indaba.
Yeah, hayi indaba ngiyayizwa sibili. Ngirobuzima kakhulu. Ngithi ngiyakhangela. Yey. Leli bandla liwine ngobuqili kuphela lowo-Chiwo. Ade sikula abantu laphana abafa kudala, abakhona laphana abangazange bakhitshwe kurejista. Kula bantwana u-Chiwo nje khona kude abantwana abaningi kakhulu abarejistwanga above 18, abala ama-birth certificate. Njalo ngakithi ngiyakhangela, baye likhuluma ngeyouth. Angikhona ukuthi kule youth elikhande elikahle engavotela ngiyakhathisa ukuthi abantwana bayahlupheka, baqeda izikolo, bayahawula, dakula lana abakuzuzayo nakhathesi umntwana uyapasa, isithupha sizesikolo esendlini. Angikhona ukuthi umntwana okwanileyo angahambe siyafaka ivoti lapho kunjalo khona. Kumele kunanzele kakhulu kahle ngoba ngaye sikhuluma ngeyouth, khuluma ngeyouth yuphi eyakhe ayirejiste abantu abafa kudala lokhu bevotiswa ngokuphela. Ngiyabona lapha azizwa khona amavoti ngoba ngaphandle kwalokhu hhayi wo kakula nto angayizuza lo muntu. Kumele kumonitho ngokuyana ukuthi uyawela phansi kakula nto ayizuzayo lokhu.
Kodwa i-voters roll baba Chuma le bivele ikhona ebisetshenziswa esikhathini sonke lesi kayiseyikusebenza kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo, yikho nje i-ZEC ikhuthaza umuntu wonke ukuthi abhalise kunyanga nje ezimbalwa ezilandelayo. I think kungo-April lapho ethi izavula khona uhlelo olutsha olokubhalisa abantu abalelungelo lokuvota.
Mama ubani ozabe ekhangele ukuthi le nto kasizenza kahle? Uyawazi amachili ukuthi kanjani akulalaphanaubunzima ngoba izeke abanamachilizokuqala phana into elinazele kakhulu azi abakholwa ukuthi uzaba lento eyihlaphasi yikho ubona evumela bezulu bayazi nokuthi vele kulesimeni minisa ngoba abantu ababakhethe bonke abezeki labana bakhona ngale kuyeneleli bandla phelelile libusayo.
Hayi siyabonga mthumeni wokungena kuhlelo ba.
Hayi kulungile ba.
Tunga, oh. we have another caller. Pasmo from South Africa. Wagadiago. Pasmo from South Africa. Wagadiago.
No, we might have lost that caller, Chichi. But going back to Zenzo Nyoni, Chichi had posed a question to you, Mr. Nyoni. You can go ahead and respond.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nkomo. Responding to the question that my sister has asked, I think the problem with our opposition political parties is that they dwell much on their power ambitions, not to look at that which exactly is going to give him or her that power. They concentrate much on who is he going to be the leader of a certain coalition or a certain party, forgetting that we need people to vote for them in order to have that power. I think we as a civic organization now is becoming like to campaign for voters' education, whatsoever, is a business of civic organization, which is not correct. That is the baby of all opposition parties. So now the ball is in their court. We as civic organization, it's only that we are there to support the cause because we are also affected by the situation and the environment in the country, which I believe these opposition political parties, even if they are going for a coalition, they mustn't forget that there is civic organization, which I believe a civic organization needs to partake in that coalition in order for them to gain masses of the people.
I think they have to open their eyes and ears and listen to the people, not to be adamant and arrogant. I think that's where I believe it has to be sorted out.
Hold that thought, Mr. Zenzo. Right now, we're going back to our caller, Mr. Passmore, back from South Africa. Mr. Passmore.
Ibu, maskera iri.
Aywa, taskera imi maskera say.
Taswira.
Ehe, tipe pungwa jenyu.
Ya, pangati chitipa koli shena hapa. Ndope tangati chitia uti, dai pa kwanso kunzo, uti pa itwe.
Pa itwe chi?
Makore ashoma mashoma apfura mkoma wangu ta takamboona mapato anopikisa achiedza kubatana ahead of ma elections ahead of sarudzo asi zvakaramba nganga murapwa achida muri kuona zvichibudirira here gore rino.
Zvinogona kubudirira nekuti vanhu vanzwa nekurwadziwa.
Asi pacha vhura chirongwa chekunyoresa vanhu vane kodzero yekuvhota muchaendawo here kuZimbabwe kunonyoresa ikoko?
Tinotoenda mudhara, tinotobuda kuenda kunonyoresa nekutovhota tikutobuda.
Handitika.
Hatinoenda. Semavhota angoita tanogara tichingobuda tichinoenda kunovhota tichidzoka tichida tichingobuda tinozoka.
Aiwa, zvakanaka mukoma wangu. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Tabunga.
Yeah, coming back to you, Yoni, we have our third guest, and that's Lovemo Chinoputsa. Vachinoputsa ndivo munyori wevechidiki mubato reMDCT. Mkoma chinoputsa tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Tinotenda mukoma maswera sei.
Aiwa taswera maswerawo. Muri kuionawo sei nyaya yekoalishini ichabudirira here gore rino?
Nyaya yekoalishini inyaya iri kutinatidza chaizvo sevechidiki vemhi. Tichiona kuti kuuya kwekoalishini ichabatsira zvakawanda. Kuchabatsira iko kuti maopposition political parties arwise ari pamwe chete nedonzvo rokuti vamugabe vaende. Tinoona kuti mapato ese aripo zvawo icho chawo pamwe chete nevana vezimbabwe ndechekuti hurumende yezanu-PF yatadza iyo kutungamira nyika ino inge ichienda. So ndinoona kuti macoalition anotobudirira chete kuti vana vezimbabwe vari kutozvida, uye vana vezimbabwe ndo vari kutotaura kuti aiwa imimi vemapato madiko mabatana kuti zvinhu zvifambe. Isusu seMDC takapa mutungamiriri wedu President Morgan Tsvangirai mukana wekuti vange vachitaura nevane mamwe mamapati vangafamba sei muchirongwa chekuti vana vezimbabwe vabatane varwise mugabe zanu-PF inge ichienda. So tine confidence coalition ichabudirira nekuti vatotanga kutaurirana, vatungamiriri vedu vari kutotaurirana, ende mabudiriro azviri kuita zvitazvisa kuti vachawirirana. Hapana chinotarisa coalition kubuda rwendo rwuno. Tinoziva kuti vana vezimbabwe vatambudzika, ende hazvichaita kuti tirambe tichinetsana zvemapolitical parties. Tichabva kugadzirisa nyika, tichabva kubatana kuti tibvise mugabe nezake. So ndine chivimbo chokuti aiwa coalition yatouya, ngatigadzirirei kuitira kuti 2018 mapato achange akabatana achirwisa mugabe.
Before you jump in there, Chichi, I have a quick follow-up question before I forget. Asi mukoma chinopusa muri kuisawo pressure here sevechidiki nekuti tokuona vamwe kakubato renyu zvikuru sei vanobva kuBulawayo kune Matebeleland hanzi vari kutivo kuna Save endai munoita coalition nemamwe mapato kumashonaland uko nekuti zvedu kunoku zvakabatana asi vani vavo vari kukanganwa kuti bato renyu rakakundwa rakaluza maseats kumatebeleland south nekumatebeleland north uko ichero mubulawayo chaiyo ZANU PF yamo.
Yeah, I think it's not really true to say that people in Matabeleland do not want a coalition, but possibly there could be individuals within the region who feel threatened, who feel that possibly they might lose their positions simply because the MDC has entered into coalitions with other political parties. But the principle remains. The National Council of the party, which is the highest decision-making body of the party, made the decision that the MDC will be participating in the next election under a coalition banner and mandated the president of the party such coalition agreement with the different political parties are based on the principles that we set as the minimum conditions on which they think that the political parties should operate from within. So it's not really true that people in Matabeleland not want to see coalition. Like you correctly say, coalition is about increasing the presidential vote. It's not about ensuring who becomes the MP. It's not about ensuring who becomes the councillor. But as long as any vote that is against the Mugabe is harnessed together, we'll get there. So what we want to see is a situation where every person that does not want to vote for Robert Mugabe will be given an option to vote for one person who is who will be the leader of the coalition. And now, in our view, that person obviously has to be President Morgan Tsvangirai because he has faced amongst all the leaders that are there, the crowds that are necessary to win us. So we are clear that as the Youth Assembly, we are pushing our leaders to forego their personal interests, forego their selfish interests. No one's up to that coalition. So I'm convinced that Kenda Kumberi coalition is a Buddha, the Mwenero at Luki Assembly. And the MCC, the battle of Rotten, the Mwenero of Vasa or Pungatao, but the one was Shoma, as one was so a Pungera person. So Pungat Zavaka Wanda, I have a coalition in the Diva, to put my vote at one of my mama political parties, so I have Matabeleland, a Pungawa and a Gubi, Esse Akapatanis, one of the appointment members.
Just hold on, we'll be back to you, sir. I'd like to, we've got another caller, Godfrey.
Yeah. This is Eric.
Good. And me room Zimbabwe, 2 days I'm going to funga panyaye coalition.
Akuna imwe nzira yatingatarisira iko zvino. Every Zimbabwean parizvino akatarisira kuti coalition is the only way to boot Mugabe out of office come 2018. Chandiri kuona ndechekuti pane vamwe vakazoita makaro, asi isu semaZimbabweans, just ordinary Zimbabweans, the guy claim kana uno kuwayambira kuti this is not all about you. Don't be selfish. Regai coalition indizemberi for the benefit of the ordinary Zimbabweans, for the benefit of the ordinary populace. As I said, ndirikuona kuti tangirai in opposition for so long. What is exactly needed in opposition? Mujuru is only some few months old within opposition. It's not a crime with other Utunamira coalition, but the advice that we are giving is coalition so that we put Mugabe out of office and thereafter to Vatawana will trend the same in this case.
But Seja Matara Kuti Mujuru has just been out for a few months, but she's been in the system for many years. So wouldn't she give some insight? Some insight here outside, Manj.
Is it true Kuti Mujuru can happen in the coalition of Morgan Tsvangirai? Right? There will be a combination of two. Tsvangirai has got the masses. We have seen it in 2008, that is because of Mugabe, which means Adam masses to defeat Mugabe even now. But the coalition will help now with Mujuru and knowledge of the system. So it will be a parties and the system.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, we like it because we're in the coalition.
Saka imimi munofunga kuti wechidiki wanga batira sei kuti coalition isimbiswe.
Isu se wechidiki chatinofana kuita iko zvino ndechekumira kushandiswa kuti those are vanoda kuita move for their personal interest. Tive ne a broader perspective yekuti tava what do you want to achieve as a country? Tangomira kushandira ma individuals vama tivashandire to achieve their own personal interest.
Aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma wangu.
Thank you very much.
Nemzana nyono sa connect ngweni. Alo nemzana nyoni.
Ngiyakwemukela mukoma wangu ngkhona.
Aha. Let me read this statement from MDCT. Vice President, Thokozani Khuphe. She's quoted. She was quoted in the press last week as saying this. I'm quoting from the newzimbabwe.com website. She's talking about the coalition. She says, and I quote, "On coalition, you want value addition to what you already have. You don't want someone who will come and disturb what we have already. What we don't have right now is Mashonaland, and that's where we need a strong coalition partner. And that is the only way we are able to remove ZANU-PF," Khuphe said. She continued, "As a political party, you want a coalition because you will have realized the gap in your party. And as the MDCT, where is our gap? It is clear our gap is in Mashonaland East, West and Central, where we have consistently not done well." Ubambe konapo nyoni ngingaka penduke kuwe la kuchino kutsa sithathe umlaleli lapha uClemence Sibanda goblawayo komfazo shayindoda Sibanda kunjani baba? Hello, Clemence Sibanda. Hello, Sibanda. Uko necingweni baba? I think we have lost that caller there, but we'll try to reconnect. Ngize kuwe baba Nyoni. Uyizwile nxa iqondile imbiko okuthiwa yakhulunywa ngumama Khuphe lapha. Ungathini ngayo ngoba ngitshilo mina ngaphambilini ukubana angivumelani lalumbono ukuthi i-coalition yebo uMakhuphe uthi uvumelana layo nxa bemkhota kakuhle lapha uthi uvumelana layo i-coalition kodwa ukhala ngeMashonaland Central West uthi kulapho okudingakala khona i-coalition kakhulu esigabeni zabo mathebeleleni ngapha uthi bona ba-right kodwa njengokutsho kwami they lost ama-seats emathebeleleni south they lost ama-seats emathebeleleni north kobulawayo izanu ikhona u-MP wami kathesi ngumntu wezanu PF ngase ngile sikhathi eside kakhulu I think ama-10 or so years or even more uMP wami kungu MP weMDC kodwa kathesi ngu MP weZANU PF
Baba Nkomo, the last speaker said it clearly that the problem with the leadership of political parties, they are only concerned about themselves, power, because ukuthi the power comes from people esindebele lesintwini kuthiwa inkosi ivele ebantwini. The problem with the leadership that we have current, especially my opposition parties, they think for themselves. UMakhuphe, I'll quote this way, kungumbono wakhe as an individual, which I believe she feels a threat by somehow. This coalition is not about Mathebeleni or about Mashonaland. A coalition is esikhuluma ngayo ngeyelizwe. As a nation, that coalition will be representing the interests of the people of Matabeleland and Mashonaland, irregardless of what they win or they don't win. We are not talking about AMA MPs. We are not talking about a representation in Parliament or in Senate. We are talking about a one vote that we need from a certain a party or a certain coalition, a certain one president, not parties. So I am not very happy ngomakhuphe statement sakhe owasifakayo. This alone, it shows ukuthi between MDC, kumbe in MDC, ngani kule doubt of having a coalition, abanye bayayifuna, abanye kabayifuna. Abanye they feel ukuthi ingaba khona kulama threats. Abanye they feel them. But we as young people in Zimbabwe, we are advocating for this coalition to be in place as soon as possible so that young people will know who will be the person or who will be the president or the leader of that coalition. In order for us, if we are campaigning for any particular person, knowing very well what AMA youth are campaigning about for the next election. So nothing, nevertheless, or what, only what we are focusing at now, at this point of time, is to have a coalition that is in place. Yes, I heard some saying, Mujuru, some saying, yes, Tsvangirai. Me as a non-partisan person, I will not say who to lead the coalition, but only what we are asking as civic organizations, as concerned citizens, as concerned youth, is that we need a coalition. We don't want to go for an election, I'm a part a divided. Because
umlaleli, before going to Nopusa, I know you'd like to weigh in there. Silomlaleli, Clemence Spanda. Sesimxhumile njalo Sibanda baba kunjani?
Ngikhona baba.
Ye kunjani koBulawayo?
Kuya kuya izulu liyana baba.
Yeba kithi se lalima yini mtawini?
Sei China lalunya.
Hayi kuyabongeka baba. Singenile kuhlela.
Singenile. Right, mina kwakuqala engifuna ukuthi khona sicebisane ngakho. Ukuthi sikhangele eZimbabwe kule history, siyakhumbula ngama-70s abakhokheli bevalelwe, kwaba labo bishop ukuthi basale bebambe i-leadership bekhokhela abantu. Kuthe sebekhumile laba ama-bishop bona bana sebeza ubunandi bokukhokhela ukuthi ngisuggeste lapha ukuthi khona as if I just deal with two presidential candidate. President kumele abe khona, kumele kukhethe umuntu neutral. For instance, sikhangile a retired judge, a retired even umfundisi. Umuntu lo aseve i-term and kube ne-condition yokuthi i-term le ngaphela whether yi-4 years or 5 years. Angavunyelwa ukuthi aconteste for baba le-subjectivity ngoba singakhetha sithi nguTsvangirai, sithi nguMjuru, sithi nguDabengwa. Already umuntu lana nxa esengeni lizaqasa ukuzipositiona. Singakhohlwa phela ukuthi khona nxamthiselaphana yes got access i-control ye-army, yes got i-control yamapholisa, yes got i-control ye-judiciary. What is going to happen during that period? All are in position. So since I election is landelayo, ukulala abanye bonke labo lezo bafakeke.
Ifone yakho yahlupa mdawini kodwa hayi siyawuthola umbono wakho ba. I think we are having connection problems there with Clemence Spanda, but he has an interesting view. He says whoever is to represent the coalition it should be a neutral person, preferably a retired judge or a clergyman. I don't know, who that could be. And I don't know if political parties will be open to that.
So I don't know if he's disagreeing with the candidates that are presently presented to us. Mr. Love Mo Chiputa.
Chinoputa.
Hello?
Hello.
Uh-huh. What presently are you doing for the youth in terms of what strategies are being put in place so that the youth are in support of this coalition?
Yeah, the most important thing right now is to encourage young people to pay themselves to racism. That is the work that we are currently together with other different organizations. Every young person should be able to. Also, we are also to our youth counterparts in the different political parties. Then say to prepare ourselves also even for leadership positions. When the coalition has been agreed, what is it that is for young people? Because young people are game changers in the next year. And for young people to be able to also participate in the are young people being involved at the highest level. So we are also in our wake of doing our campaigns for political parties, also collectively where we can make it. Most importantly,
Mkoma Shinoputsa, your line is fading, constantly. Can you try and change positions, maybe move around from where you are?
All right.
Okay, so I was saying
that the most important thing that we are faced with right now is to make sure that we encourage young people to prepare themselves so that when the registration begins, they will be able to register and vote. And also what we are doing is we are explaining to our membership the importance of the coalition and also giving feedback as far as what the discussions are concerned, so that they prepare themselves, so that they are also able to take the coalition on board once there's been some finalization. So there are so many things that we are doing behind the scenes and that we are doing public to ensure that when the coalition finally comes, which I'm convinced is coming anyway, we'll be able to take on board young people and we'll be able to travel the journey together so that no one is left behind.
You said something very important. You said that you have been receiving feedback. Can you share with us some of the feedback that the young people have been giving you?
The first is around the anxieties. You know, obviously, when people want to get into a coalition, their anxieties are around, especially the past atrocities that have happened where political players who are now in the opposition have been accused of having had a hand in perpetuating violence and stuff. And also, obviously, the positioning of young people in the coalition, where they'll be asking if there will be any stake for young people because there will be so many political players coming on the table to discuss and get different constituencies. So there's also an issue of participation of young people. And also, I think the other issue that we're getting the feedback is so many young people are saying they don't have jobs, they've never been employed, they have been suffering this economy, and the only thing that they want to see is a coalition happening. So it's a mixed reaction, but at the end of the day, the majority of young people are saying find a way of ensuring that you work together, despite the fact that there have been challenges that have happened before. But what we need to see is ZANU-PF out of office. So these are some of the feedbacks that are coming and also feeding in to our leadership to take into consideration all these things that the young people are raising.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold on, sir, while we take a caller? Mr. Shumba Nyamziwa, Magadi. Aywa, tiripo mukwins waka nyaya.
Sorry,
topic ya nasi mkoma wangu nde inyaye coalition yema opposition ahead of masarudzo dzegore rinotevera. Saka tikuda kunzwa pfungwa dzenyu sevechidiki kuti muri kuionawo sei nyaya iyi ingabudirira here coalition iyi.
Coalition ndiyatitoda chaizvo nekuti takatambura muno munyika mapato aya ngaabatane kana achinge abatane anogona kuzobudirira pa 2018 zvakasadaro zvinotinesa nekuti chatambura muno.
Ndiapi mapato
vanhu vanotichibvirwa kuti hanzi kana musoro kuvhota vanenge vachinzi pano mushini uri kukuona saka vanenda vachitotya kuti vavhote vavhotere nebato
saa zviri kuitika kupi izvi
mazvaitika kana kugarawo nekuini ama one of them ndatoziita kuti hauzive kunyora but ama learned person zvokuti ndatozi hauziita kuti hauzive kunyora wonyorewa nevebato renhingire reriti kutonga irozvo 2008
Mhm. Ko ndiapi mapato amunoda kuona chi? Ndimbobvunza mubvunzo mukoma ndati ndimbobvunza mubvunzo ndiapi mapato amunoda kuona chi pinda mucoalition?
Iyo opposition parties ndingabatane kuti vawane kubudirira. Ndingizwe kuti ndiani akanga ari kuzoita president. Izvo ngavangosaudza one ivo vogozogadzirisana after vakurira
hallo aha aiwa tanzwa mukoma wangu tinobatiri
rangu rapera
aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
maitenyi
And I'm receiving a statement from Muzi Ncube the MDCT organizing secretary here in the United States. He says, Dr. Muzi Ncube, MDC USA organizing secretary, says, point of correction is that all the ZANU-PF seats you keep referring to that were lost to ZANU-PF was because the MDC adopted a policy of no elections without reforms and never participated in these parliamentary elections, which obviously gave the green light to ZANU-PF MPs, who surprisingly won by small margins anyway. A point of correction to you, Mr. Ncube, probably you've been away for too long. Your party lost these seats. Save for those in Bulawayo. But in Matabeleland North and Matabeleland South, the MDCT lost these seats in the general elections. I hope you got that, Mr. Ncube. Sithathe umlaleli lapha. Andrew Zaba, eMzansi. Baba Zaba, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, linjani Nkomo?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eMzansi, baba?
Hayi eMzansi kuhle impela, hayi kuyanetha mdlalo.
Na, iyanetha imvula.
Iyanetha impela mphela.
Na, that's good. Sungenile kuhlelo ba.
Yebo, ngiyabonga Nkomo. Mina ngilombono onje phakathi kwabanye angazi ukuthi imbono wami mhlawumbe ungathiyana lo abanye, kodwa kulenye indoda eke yakhuluma okufanayo engikucabangayo ukuba i-coalition inhle mpela kayenziwe ingayekelwa ngenxa yokuthi ma ingayekelwa izanwa ngeke ziphume embusweni. Bengisuggesta ukuthi ngabe kwenzakala ukuthi i-coalition mayibunjwa laba abakhokheli ama-opposition party akhethe u-neutral muntu phakathi njengomuntu nje ongasapoti iparty ababambele aseze i-term ngoba enje umjuru akazange amthande uTsvangirai ukuthi abe ngupresident. Naye uTsvangirai azange athande umjuru ukuthi abe ngupresident noma uDabengwa. That's why befuma amaphathi abo wonke. So u-neutral man lo uzaseva i-term ukuthi kuphume izanu then sebeyenza ukuthi ukhetho labo sebedinga ke ubukhokheli babo bona la ama-opposition. Hayi manje bengakakhiphi izanu kabadinge u-neutral man kumasonto abambe bamkhethe bona abakhokheli bama-opposition. Ngiyabonga Nkomo.
Hayi uyibeka kuhle baba Zaba, siyabonga lathi.
Yebo baba.
Chi apo mtereri ba Andrew Zaba vari ku South Africa hanzi vari kutsigirana ne mumwe mutereri ambofona hanzi vecoalition inga vatswake candidate isinei nezvematongero enyika Timbobvunza mukoma chinopusa muri kuzionawo sei pfungwa idzi hanzi nevatereri tsvagai munhu asinei nezvematongero enyika ave iye achamirira mubatanidzwa uyu musarudzo.
Aiwa izvo hazvikaitika. Tingatora munhu asinei nezvematongero enyika kuti azotungamira kutongwa kwenyika tinenge taita sei? Minei ndinotendera, ndinobvuma kuti maopposition leaders atinawo ese zvavo vanokwanisa kunge vane mukana wekutotitungamirira. Asi tinoda kutariswa nechekuti ianiko ane vanhu vakawanda, ianiko anokwanisa kubatsirisa, ane brand rinozikanwa nenyaya yekurwisa zanupf nenyaya yekurwisa. So ndinotendera kuti aiwa maopposition political parties ngaataurirane sekutaurana kuri kuitwa pakati pavo pachabuda izvi zvekungotora vanhu nekuti ra kuti vanhu havakwanisi kutaurirana hazvina kwazvinoti tiri kutuma vanhu vari kutungamira mapolitical parties vataurirane haisi nyaya yekutitumidza kana kuisa mberi zvigaro zvavo, asi nyaya yekuti vana vezimbabwe kuti vagare zvakanaka panofanirwa kunge pane hurumende. So I believe that these men and women would be guided by, they will not be guided by narrow and selfish ends. That was the good example. So for now, we're going to make a change. So for those of us who are going to be able to make a change, cannot last the distance, might not last the rigorous nature of politics and the campaigns that are being used. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be able to make a change, we're going to be able to make a change. Akadzidza ndiye munhu anogona kunzwisisa zvematongerwo enyika kana anogona kuzvienesa kuti I refuse the narrative yekuti varume nevakadzi ava havakwanisi kubuda nea candidate because already they are working towards that and they are discussing and they are working together. There's been political parties working together under the NERA banner and there's been success in that end. So I think it's an overrated argument that non-political electors will be the ones that can be able to unite the people as the people in the different political parties. So I refuse that narrative. I think let's give these men and women a chance to talk and they will definitely come up with it.
And Ms. Chi, you know, it's easy to talk, you know, about the need for this coalition, but for the people on the ground from various political formations negotiating this animal, it should be difficult because I'm not trying to pick on one particular political party, but you know, just to give an example, take for instance the National Constitutional Assembly, Dr. Maduku's NCA. You know how I don't know where they stand on this issue, but if you are Mr. Tsvangirai or any other, you know, political formation that has you know, many supporters, you look at the NCA constantly when you look at the elections where they've contested, they are falling far short. You know, their candidates are battling, struggling to reach 100 votes. How, if you are Mr. Tsvangirai, how do you negotiate with Mr. Maduku and come up with a coalition? I'm just saying.
Very interesting analysis. Mr. Senzo Nyoni.
Yeah,
Linjani Baba. You said something very interesting. You were talking about the young people earlier not having documentation, like birth certificates and death certificates, but also we want to look at the young people who do have the documents, who do have the birth certificates, who do have who are right in the urban area. Thank you so much for your contribution about those who are outside in the rural areas, but now looking at the people in the young people in the urban areas, what is your assessment, what has been your research in terms of them wanting to be part of this coalition movement?
Thank you, my sister. As an organization, we are really trying by all means. We are really pushing hard as a civic organization. What I should put in mind to the political parties, especially opposition political parties, is that
they should make sure that they work with the civic organization, because you can't be a bricklayer and being an assistant bricklayer at the same time. In order for you to build a strong house, you should need someone who will assist you maybe in any construction way. So what I'm trying to bring here is that these political parties might be MTCT, Westman, whatsoever, who want to involve themselves into this coalition, they should put in mind that the e-civic organization first. So as an organization, we're working tirelessly. We are trying to make sure that those youth are registered to vote. See, as what the current, most of the youth are saying, we are tired, there's a rigging, there's what. So, but we are trying to make sure that we will convince them. We'll make sure that we come up with a program that will try to motivate them and to make sure that those young people, they won't stress, because this is their life. It's not about these Madaras, but it's about their life. And Zabuyana Emova take two. Umunye speaker wa Kuluma who said these political parties should make sure that they pick someone from churches. To me, it doesn't make any sense, because those Kuluma is a kind of leadership. Yes, cut Smith regime. Sakamba, Fire Tata, I'm a bishop from the church. But those bishops, I don't say, I'm a problem. They've tested the power, which is that I believe still we are going backwards. Umuntu othathwa ukubiswa ukuza is becoming a problem at the end of the day. What we are believing in, or myself, what I believe in, is that this coalition, ilama principles, ilama guidelines, ilama
Nemzana Nyoni, akuyibambe khonapho, isikhathi sesivalekile, silomlaleli lapha ngamafitshane chichi.
Hello, Mr. Mike Masilela.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Mike. Magadi.
Muri kugadzirirawo here kunonyoresa kuti munge muchivhota kana process yacho yatanga?
Ndiri kutodzokera izvozvo, tangomirira kuti vadainzire kuti zviri kutanga rini, totoenda tinonyora, tononyoresa.
Vechidiki kwamuri ikoko vari kuvimbisavo here kuti vachanonyoresa?
Tinotovakurudzira zvakanyanyisa. Vese vari pa 18 zvikwira, tinotoita vokupidza mabhazi chaizvo.
Aiwa, tinokutenda nekupinda muchirongwa, mukoma wangu.
Ndinewo ndinotenda, maita basa, mugare kuchindifonerawo.
Tinotenda. And that unfortunately brings us to the end of our show. I would like to say thank you to Zenzo Nyoni, director of the organization Education and Unemployed Youth Forum of Zimbabwe, Mishek Gondo, director of the National Association of Youth Organizations, Love Mochin Waputsa, MDCT Youth Secretary, and of course, we tried but in vain to reach Celani Ngube of the MDC Ngube. That's it from us today. It's time to disconnect. My name is Tungameli Nkomo.
And my name is Choniso. Same time next week. Make sure you like our page and send your comments on this topic. Thank you very much, young people, and good night.